USA Radio News.
Police all over the country are doing last-minute security checks to keep you safe at your New Year's Eve celebration, including New York City. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill tells Fox News, there's no credible threats, but everyone needs to stay alert.
No, there's no specific or credible threats against the event or against New York City in general. But we have had three terrorist attacks in the last 27 months. Telling you to go about and live your lives, but pay attention to what's going on around you.
As the partial government shutdown continues, President Trump is urging Democrats to come back to Washington, D.C. to work on border security. The president sent out a bunch of tweets asking the Democrats to come back from vacation and give us the votes necessary for border security, including the wall. Massachusetts Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren is establishing an exploratory committee to consider a 2020 White House bid. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Evangelist Franklin Graham accused Facebook of personally attacking him after the company banned him from the platform for 24 hours over a post that he put out back in 2016. The post that was flagged by Facebook dealt with the 2016 bathroom bill in North Carolina. A first-of-its-kind animal welfare law takes effect in California on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
How much is that doggy in the window?
On New Year's Day, California will become the first state to ban the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits, unless they come from a verified shelter or rescue group. The law was passed about a year ago in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Under this new law, sellers in California could face $500 fines for each banned animal up for sale. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway has a warning for incoming House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more.
Nancy Pelosi needs to come back from Hawaii. Less hula, more moolah for the DHS, Customs and Border Patrol, funding our border security.
That's Kellyanne Conway, counselor to President Trump, who tells Fox News Sunday the president ready to deal with Democrats. Conway says it's time for Congress to get back to work.
They need to come to the table and do their job. A fully functioning democracy demands that both parties come together and that the Congress and the executive branch work together.
The CDC warns anyone with cancer now or had the disease in the past to get a flu shot. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot.
Folks are continuing to buy their Mega Millions tickets as Tuesday's jackpot is expected to reach $415 million with a cash payout of nearly $250 million. Please remember to check us out online at usaradio.com. Also, have a safe New Year's Eve. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.